is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. A Wisconsin nonprofit is sounding the alarm on proposed federal changes to reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Part of the reorganization would relocate national operations out of Washington, D.C., which Chuck Anderis with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says he believes is part of a larger effort to further reduce the size of the agency. Wisconsin has lost about 22% of its USDA staff this year.
A lot of them were spread throughout the state, and it caused a lot of disruption of services, and it makes it a lot more difficult for the government to efficiently carry out its mission in those areas.
Andera says organizations like his rely on partnerships with the USDA, but communication has become increasingly difficult. The USDA has said the reorganization would cut costs and better meet the needs of farmers. The Institute is drafting a letter of opposition, and Andera says they are urging community members to sign on to it to meet the August 31st deadline for public comments. Anderis explains small and medium-sized farms depend on cost-sharing and technical assistance programs provided by the agency, while large farms benefit from commodity payments and crop insurance subsidies. The USDA collects data on crops and markets, research support, and work on food security, food safety, and agricultural system resilience. Anderis says that would all be negatively impacted by the loss of capacity. He criticizes the lack of government transparency in the process, noting that unlike normal procedure, public comments about the proposed reorganization are not being published in the Federal Register. In response, he says the Institute plans to publicly publish their comments. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball this afternoon, where the Rangers host the Brewers to wrap up their three-game series in Arlington, Texas. The Rangers winning again last night, 5-4, thanks to another great performance by their rookie center fielder, Michael Hellman. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Take your hat off to Texas. They made great defensive plays. I mean, kid in center field, he changed the game. Runs down Durbin's ball and then robs a home run from Terang.
NFL, the Packers signed Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million. They host the Washington Commanders tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers play at number 19th ranked Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Wisconsin has not beat a ranked team on the road in 4 years.
We hear the noise. We try and block it out as much as we can, but we hear it. So just being able to go out there and prove ourselves right. You know, we work just as hard as anyone else, if not harder, and we're excited for our opportunity to show that.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break. I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Good afternoon, everyone. Charlie Kirk, a close ally of President Trump and the founder of the nation's preeminent right-wing youth political activist organization, was fatally shot this afternoon while speaking at a campus event at Utah Valley University, according to his spokesman, Andrew Colvett. The President of the United States, within the last 15 minutes, confirming that Mr. Kirk has died. Donald Trump posting this on Truth Social, quote, "The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you." Folks, the phone lines are open. 855-752-4842. While there was very little of what Charlie Kirk said or believed that I agree with, Charlie Kirk took a microphone today, stood in front of hundreds of people, and attempted to have a political debate with those that he disagreed with. He was fearless about this. Charlie Kirk would argue with anybody, almost anywhere, anytime, and he did it in public. He invited those that disagreed with him to question him, to argue with him, to debate with him. And for that, that courage, that fearlessness, he will always have my respect. Because, again, political violence should have no place in America. And my question for you this afternoon to everyone is this who we are now? Is this who we are? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. A few details and fact updates for you related to Mr. Kirk's murder. Though the university, this is again Utah Valley University, initially had reported that a suspect was in custody, that has been retracted. There is no suspect in custody. According to the most recent reporting, it appears that federal law enforcement has joined with local law enforcement and the University of Police, and it does appear that a manhunt may be underway. There has been confirmation that Mr. Kirk was shot in the neck from a building approximately 200 yards from Mr. Kirk. That is sniper level distance, folks. So what we have is a trained killer at a distance of 200 yards. And my broader question is, how would we ever protect against that? Can we even have open debates anymore without having every attendee go through security? Can we even have an open debate outside anymore? And when we look at our nation's history of political violence, and there is much, one of the things about Mr. Kirk is that he wasn't an elected official. Yeah, he was a political leader, but he wasn't an elected official. And today he was shot dead. Again, we don't know what the motivation was of his shooter, but it certainly appears that this may have been a politically motivated assassination. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The footage of Mr. Kirk's shooting is absolutely horrifying. So be forewarned if you haven't seen it, and you may see links to it, just be forewarned. It is absolutely gruesome. Mr. Kirk leaves behind a wife named Erica. They have two children. The eldest, a daughter, was born in August of 2022, and the couple's second child, a son, was born just a little over a year ago. So his wife and his children are now robbed of the love of their father over political differences, what appears to be over political differences. Again, political violence in this country should have no place. Again, some facts, folks. I'm hearing from some of you on the phone and text lines, Wes from Middleton. I will get to the text and phone lines. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Mr. Kirk was shot after being asked a question from the audience about mass shootings, and specifically transgender people's involvement in mass shootings. This has become somewhat of an obsession on the far right, with even Donald Trump's press secretary admitting yesterday that the idea of banning gun ownership by transgendered individuals in this country might be a policy that the president would consider. That is when he was shot. Again, on the left side of his neck. Turning Point USA is now this hour confirming Mr. Kirk's death. They issued a statement which says, Charlie went to his eternal reward with Jesus Christ in heaven. It is with a heavy heart that we, the Turning Point USA leadership team, write to notify you that early this afternoon, Charlie went to his eternal reward. Again, that was a statement released by Turning Point USA to CNN just moments ago. Again, there is no suspect in custody, despite early reports of an older gentleman with white hair being ushered into custody. Apparently, that individual has been released, so there is no one in custody right now. Mr. Kirk was shot on the left side of his neck. Again, the footage is gruesome. He was immediately bleeding profusely and slumped over. Again, this occurred at Utah Valley University. Reports are that there was one single shot, though some footage that I have reviewed today appears to, you can hear potentially a second shot. So again, federal and local law enforcement are on scene. They have begun to investigate. Typically that involves with setting a hard perimeter around the crime scene, which is basically the entirety of Utah Valley's campus. The campus has been evacuated. All classes and other events have been canceled. People have been asked to leave the campus area. I understand that both Kash Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, of course, the FBI director, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general are en route or have arrived in Utah. As to the security at this event, there was none, basically. So there was no sort of gated entryway. It was an outdoor event, so there were no metal detectors, no mags, no wands. And it appears, at least I will say today, that these kinds of events where people are trying to have open political discourse will likely probably never be held outside again, because we will need to secure the areas where these debates happen. 855-752-4842. CJ from Stoughton. Go ahead, sir.
Really sad day today, Maggie. This man, I saw him in Madison. I got to ask him a question. I got a hat. And, you know, I know some of your listeners, and even this past weekend, joke, they're surprised when I come to an event. But this man, who was a powerful voice, had to be silenced, and really sad, but what the man spoke was truth. And, you know, a lot of times you and I get a chance to debate, but I get really frustrated because you shut my mic off when I try to respond. And this was a way for them to shut his mic off. So, unfortunately,
I mean, CJ, a lot of CJ, hang on a second.
Powerful. Pardon me?
I just want to be really clear. Me deciding to shut your mic off is not an act of political violence. It's a talk show host managing her show. So I just want to be clear about that. Go ahead.
But you don't want to hear my responses, Maggie. And that's why I'm not going to call you anymore. So it's unfortunate, but this is the way I feel, that some people don't want debate. They don't want to hear what other people believe. And it's heartbreaking because.
So I just want to jump in, CJ, just one thing. I've tried to set some ground rules when we debate. We actually talked about this when you and I hung out this past weekend. Right. We talked about this very thing. Right. And I explained to you, I was trying to say, when you're in a debate, there are rules of the debate. And one of the first rules is that you have to stay on topic. Well, that is one of the first rules of debate. It shows up in courtrooms as well. It's called a relevance objection. But go ahead. I want you to finish your complete thought.
OK.
So please go ahead. You got about a minute left, sir.
Well, thank you, because you'll keep me on hold and change the subject twice. And when I try to go back to the subject, what I originally called you on, you know, then you get upset with me. Well, if you wouldn't keep me on hold for 45 minutes and then finally take my call, I try to reflect. But this isn't about me and you. You know how I feel about you. I respect you. I think you do a good job with your show, and how you run your show is your choice. But I don't get a true response. I don't get the same ground rules that you set for everybody else. And I think you're well aware of that. But
we gotta take a breath, CJ. I appreciate you calling. I hope you continue to call. I hope we continue to try to have debates where we stay on the relevant subject matter. I apologize when I can't take your call. We try to invite everybody to have a fair shot at this. And CJ, I hope you keep calling, because showing people that we can debate, and that, yes, a woman can sometimes interrupt a man, or a talk show host can try to demand fidelity to facts and context and relevance, those are all okay things. CJ is entitled to his opinions, as was Mr. Kirk, and political violence has no place in these United States. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're discussing the murder of activist Charlie Kirk today. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Woo-hoo.
for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Charlie Kirk, conservative firebrand, a man who many credit with really galvanizing a new constituency for Donald Trump in this last election cycle, that is young men, was murdered today. At a distance of 200 yards by a sniper with a long gun, that manhunt continues at Utah Valley University. That campus is in lockdown. I also want to point out that there was also another school shooting today in Colorado where three people were injured, including at least two students, after a shooting unfolded at a high school in Evergreen, Colorado this afternoon. The sheriff's office in Jefferson County, where the shooting occurred, confirmed to ABC News that students from Evergreen High School were transported to the hospital. All three patients are in critical condition at St. Anthony Hospital. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is also responding to the scene there in Colorado, as well as the FBI in conjunction with local law enforcement. 855-752-4842. Former President Joe Biden this afternoon has called for an end to political violence. Posting on X, quote, "There is no place in our country for this kind of violence. It must end now. Jill and I are praying for Charlie Kirk's family and loved ones. He leaves behind a wife, Erica, Their eldest daughter, born in August 2022, and a second child, just over a year old, his first son. 855-752-4842. Jake from Milwaukee. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, I was just thinking about some of the things I was reading and looking at in the 1990s when I used to political blog. And most of the political violence in our country has been by people in the right wing of our nation's politics. The vast majority of it has been since 1980 by right-wing people. This includes MAGA as well. So I personally, and we don't know who killed Charlie Kirk. It seems like a person who has actual skill with a sniper rifle, maybe some military training, maybe something else. Maybe they'll never find this person. But to be honest, I have no pity as an American for Charlie Kirk or grifters like him and firebrands like him who stoke the pot of violence for their own small means.
Go ahead, Jake. Finish your thoughts, sir.
That's all I got to say. I mean, it's karma, basically, of what's coming back at people who do things like this. And they shouldn't do things like this because it's going to happen back at them.
What Jake is expressing this afternoon, I'm seeing some of that on the text thread. My response is this, and we're going to listen to what Charlie Kirk had to say about common sense gun regulation. We'll get there, because Jacob and I found that sound. There is truth in what Jake says, and we have to say, even if you engage in very dangerous political rhetoric, right? Even if you do that, even if you are a firebrand or an extremist in your political viewpoints, you should not be shot dead for them. Is this who we are now? I mean, let's just review. In July of just this year, I believe it was July, Melissa Hortman, a Democratic legislator in Minnesota, was shot dead, and her husband. A bomb was sent to Governor Josh Shapiro's house also earlier this year. We've had people lighting Tesla charging stations on fire. In September 24, there was a shooting at a Kamala Harris campaign office. Of course, our current president, somebody tried to kill him in July of 24. In March of 24, there was a state GOP headquarters, that was attacked. Paul Pelosi was nearly killed in another politically motivated attack, had his head bashed in with a hammer. Lest we forget Governor Whitmer's kidnapping plot in Michigan. The violence is escalating. It's not getting better. So what are we going to do about it? We, all of us, folks that voted for Donald Trump and folks that didn't, folks that stayed home, folks that are conservative, liberals, progressives, independents, libertarians, what are we together going to do about this? 855-752-4842. Charles from Milwaukee, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Well, afternoon, Maggie. I don't know if it's a good afternoon because, you know, I'm not a gun person. I tell anybody I've never been for guns. Never allow people to buy my kids toy guns, water guns when they were smaller growing up. But our culture is all about guns. We're fascinated with guns in this country, you know, and I'm sorry that this guy died. He left a family, but I'm very worried about the kids that are going to school that will have PTSD the rest of their lives because somebody came in there and three kids were shot today. Something has to change. I don't know if it ever will, but something needs to.
Thanks so much, Charles. I think There's a saying that says, be the change that you want to see in this world. So we're going to try to do that together on this program. So everybody stay with me. If you want to get in this discussion, 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jolly Pittman. Experts say the rise from greenhouse gas emissions from reliance on fossil fuels is worsening climate change. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
As Wisconsin wraps the summer with some of the most torrential rainfalls on record, experts say the rise of greenhouse gas emissions from reliance on fossil fuels is worsening climate change events here and across the country. When fossil fuels are burned for transportation and producing electricity, they release greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Penn State climate scientist Kenneth Davis says carbon dioxide, or CO2, makes up about 85% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S.
And that is the principal source to the atmosphere from humans that is driving current climate change.
Davis says power plants represent the largest point sources of CO2 emissions, and Wisconsin is home to two of the top 100 most polluting power plants in the U.S., according to the Wisconsin Environment Research and Policy Center. Supporters of fossil fuels say they provide cheap, reliable energy needed for economic development. Some carbon dioxide is necessary for Earth's atmosphere. The problem, says Davis, is there's too much of it. He explains it's been buried underground for hundreds of millions of years in deposits of oil, coal, and natural gas. The concentration is now intensifying weather events from hurricanes to heat waves. The growth of data centers is expected to increase demand for electricity. Davis says how the U.S. meets that demand will impact future generations. He emphasizes the country has the technology to reduce its fossil fuel dependence, but needs the political will to approach the transition with greater seriousness to avoid hitting what he calls a climate threshold. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fans of The Office should probably know by now there is a spinoff of the show called The Paper. The show dropped last week and is shot in the same mockumentary style as The Office was. The pilot of the show lacked some of that natural quirkiness that The Office had. There were a few laughs, but I don't see the show going that far without a Steve Carell or Rainn Wilson. If you're interested to see for yourself, check out The Paper on Peacock. The highly awaited Task has dropped on HBO. Series creator and showrunner Brad Inglesby is also the creative force behind the critically acclaimed Mare from Easttown. Heading up the cast is Mark Ruffalo, who is joined by Tom Pelfrey, Amelia Jones, and nightlight pal Jamie McShane. The show follows a task force led by Ruffalo that is trying to stop a series of home robberies. I watched the pilot, which aired last weekend, and really dug it. Unfortunately, we only get one episode a week from HBO. New episodes drop at 9 p.m. Sunday nights. Definitely worth a look, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out Mare from Easttown with Kate Winslet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're discussing Charlie Kirk's assassination. Charlie Kirk, founder and leader of Turning Point USA, the nation's preeminent right-wing youth political organization. 855-752-4842. We're talking about some of the reactions to this, and I just, there's a lot of rage on the right because it was someone from their team. But I seem to recall that, for example, in response to Paul Pelosi having his head beaten in with a hammer, many of the people who are rightfully enraged by what happened today actually made fun of Paul Pelosi, made him the butt of a joke. So I think we all best look pretty hard at our glass houses before we start throwing stones, shall we? I think the moment demands it. And one case in point, and then I'm going to go to the phones to get your reactions, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Exactly one of the sorts of reactions that I think is completely abhorrent came courtesy of Representative Anna Paulina Luna. Because in the very breath that she condemns extremist rhetoric, she then engages in extremist rhetoric. Here's what she posted. I am done with the rhetoric this rotten house and corrupt media has caused. Every damn one of you who called us fascists did this. You were too busy doping up kids, cutting off their genitals, inciting racial violence by supporting organizations that exploit minorities, protecting criminals, and stirring hate. You are the hate that you claim to fight. Your words cause this. Your hate caused this. Representative Luna and two others, I have this to say. I missed the piece in the last, I'd say, 25 years where Democrats were trying to strip rights away from certain groups of people for who they were, who they are. I don't remember that. I don't remember too many high-profile elected Democrats calling the opposing party evil and invoking God on our side as if God would pick sides in this kind of a way. I don't remember that happening. So again, please check out your glass house before you start throwing stones. John from Stoughton, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I think what's refreshing about how people are talking about some of the recent tragedies that you've mentioned,
yes,
is just how solution focused people are, and how, you know, we want some resolution to mass shootings and political shootings and, you know, just violence in general that stems from, you know, emotions, right? And I guess what I would say is I've got a couple, you know, solutions that maybe people can think about, turn over in their head, and see if they agree with these. One of them is to not just make mental health and physical health, because the two are interrelated, something that somebody has to go and seek out, but something that we really focus on from a young age. And if you can imagine, that could look like a health class in general that starts with young kids and talks about, you know, how different foods, you know, different amounts of physical activity can make them feel, right? And then it could graduate into middle school and talk about how physical and mental health are affected by things like, you know, sex and drugs and like some more mature topics. And throughout all this, we'd have probably like role playing or scenarios where people could feel those emotions in real time and not lash out or understand how there's miscommunications happening that are causing them to feel that way. And I think that while it wouldn't prevent violence from occurring, I think it would lessen it quite a bit if we made this kind of a mandatory class in America that is maybe centered around personal development. It doesn't have to just be about mental health or physical health or those things. It's just about growth as a human being and understanding what other people are feeling and how that's making you feel. So
sorry, John, go ahead.
Think about.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your call. That's John from Stoughton. There's a whole bunch in there. One is actually understanding that we have to teach people how to manage through conflict, how to manage conflict, how to manage disagreement, how to manage our emotions when we are highly activated. And in fact, most people that work in violence prevention know that, and they do that. And one of the tools that are used to help people gain those skills is through credible messenger programs, where folks that have credibility with some of our young people sit down and talk with them face to face about doing exactly what John is talking about. Want to take some more texts, and then we're going to go back to the phones. On our text line, Tom from Milwaukee says, violence is never acceptable. Ironically, Charlie said that school shootings are the sacrifice to be had for the privilege of the Second Amendment. Now he was shot and killed at a school. Sue from Franklin points out that there was another Minnesota legislator and her spouse who were also shot, but they did not die. That just happening a couple of months ago. A new texter from the 414 saying, Maggie, we live in one of the most violent countries in the world. This is no surprise. It will continue on both sides. Larry from Deerfield sharing some breaking news with us. Trump has ordered that flags be flown at half mast until Sunday for Charlie Kirk. He didn't do that when the two Democrats in Minnesota were killed, the one Democratic legislator and her husband. Didn't do that when they were killed. Jim from Appleton says this, listening on WISS, should Mr. Kirk have been shot to death? No, he should not have been. However, the billionaires have removed almost all the other ways to fight back against the toxic rhetoric and the overly funded propaganda from the lunatic fringes. One way to blunt the problem is to bring something like the Fairness Doctrine in broadcasting. It's impossible to manage in this political climate. Let's go to the phones. David from San Francisco. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thanks, Maggie. And it's funny you mentioned the flag at half mast. I was just looking up the regulations on that. And if Trump wants them to hang at half mast, that's like 5 days, 4 days. And that's usually for like an admiral or a friggin', I think generals and, you know, like a president might be 7 days or something like that. But for a weaselly talk show host that had Nazi ties, I'm glad you backed up that the Minnesota assassinations, and that was a heck of a conspiracy. Didn't that guy have like 40 targets he was going to try to hit?
Yeah, he had a hit list, including some Wisconsin legislators. Yep, they had to be locked. I mean, there were lockdowns that happened in our state capitol because they found out he had a hit list and they didn't know if he was acting alone.
Yeah, and I, as far as I'm concerned, he couldn't have been acting alone. There were way too many different needs in a system like that. But I'm just reminded of the old biblical line, you live by the sword and you die by the sword. And in the case of Trump, you know, if you remember, every time Trump does something evil, he gets other people to apologize for him. Charlie Kirk is the same way. He never apologized for anything, and he would get other people to give him the crying towel. And so, you know, these guys have a whole technique. Back a bunch of years ago, I hit a yard sale.
David, I just got to jump in just because we got folks that want to get in on this, and I want to share some of the reactions from some Democrats, former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A man, again, who authorities said was a believer in conspiracy theories, is who attacked the former speaker's husband back in 2022. Today, she called Kirk's shooting reprehensible and said political violence has no place, absolutely no place in our nation. That's how she responded. Again, there were very few Republicans who spoke in such clear-eyed fashion when her husband was nearly murdered. Former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot by a would-be assassin in 2011 in Arizona and had a very serious traumatic brain injury, she said this today. She is horrified to hear of Kirk's shooting. Democratic societies will always have political disagreements, but we must never allow America to become a country that confronts those disagreements with violence. Jane from Madison says this, it would feel better if we could just say we'd done everything we could to prevent this kind of violence, but we haven't. We haven't even done as much as we used to do, like the assault rifle ban. I mean, here's a few things. Again, red flag laws. I have talked about like a national ballistics registry. You are always responsible for the gun that you buy. Close the gun show loopholes. Make 3D printed weapons illegal. Make the 80% guns illegal, which aren't technically considered firearms, and then somebody just machines up what you need to finish the weapon. Make that illegal. Waiting periods. Background checks. Come on, people. We can do this. We can have reasonable gun laws. Dan from Wausau says, Our Spanish exchange student last year mentioned that the gun thing isn't a thing in her home country. No one has guns anywhere in her hometown in Spain. It's an American thing. That is extraordinarily true. I've got some of those statistics, but let's go back to the phones. Tim from Eau Claire, you've been very patient. Thank you for that. Tim from Eau Claire, are you there, sir?
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, so Charlie Kirk has been a cheerleader of this type of violence for years. When there was the shooting in Wisconsin during the Black Lives Matter protests where Kyle Rittenhouse killed people. He was a cheerleader. He was a cheerleader for the violence in Charlottesville when neo-Nazis were in the street. And that's because he thinks that he is fighting a holy war against us. He fancied himself a soldier in that holy war. And honestly, I think that there is a liberal disconnect with the shame felt for celebrating the death of somebody who celebrated that much violence and that much death.
That's the tension point. That's what we've got to be able to talk about and through. We got to be honest. But let's be clear, political violence has no place in this country. We continue on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's Civic Media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him?
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's not forget, on this, the day that conservative firebrand and right-wing political activist, author, media personality, father of two, husband, son, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated today, that on this same day, there was another school shooting in Colorado. Three were injured, critically injured. They are currently at St. Anthony Hospital. Those three injured in that school shooting in Colorado included two students. The United States is 4% of the world's population, but we account for 42% of global firearm deaths. And we are one of the, if not the most armed country in America. Now, correlation is not causation. But come on, really? In 2021, there were approximately 45,000 firearm-related deaths in the U.S., including suicides, homicides, and accidental shootings. That translates to 14 deaths per 100,000 people. That is higher than any other developed nation on Earth by exponential marks. We have 300 and approximately 90 to 400 plus-ish firearms in this country. That's more than people than we have. The firearm homicide rate in this country is about 4.5 to 5 per 100,000 people. Again, that is higher than any other developed country on planet Earth. Here's what Charlie Kirk had to say back in 2023 about common sense gun regulations. Take a listen.
Now, we must also be real.
We must be honest with the population. Having an armed citizenry comes with a price. And that is part of liberty. Driving comes with a price. 50,000 people die on the road every year. That's a price. You get rid of driving, you'd have 50,000 less auto fatalities. But we have decided that the benefit of driving, speed, accessibility, mobility, having products, services, is worth the cost of 50,000 people dying on the road. Wow. So we need to be very clear that you're not going to get gun deaths to zero. It will not happen.
Right.
You can significantly reduce them through having more fathers in the home,
yes,
by having more armed guards in front of schools. We should have an honest and clear reductionist view of gun violence, but we should not have a utopian one. You will never live in a society when you have an armed citizenry and you won't have a single gun death. That is nonsense. It's drivel. Wow. But I think it's worth it. I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational. Nobody talks like this. They live in a complete alternate universe. So then how do you reduce? Very simple. People say, oh, Charlie, how do you stop school shootings? I don't know. How did we stop shootings at baseball games?
That was Charlie Kirk in 2023. The moment that we're in as a country is a dangerous and perilous one. And the root of the dangerousness is, of course, the polarization. But where did the polarization come from? People can be motivated to do incredibly violent and extreme things when you are told every day, all day, that the people that you disagree with are evil. When you are told every day, all day, that the people that disagree with you politically aren't really humans, that they don't really deserve the same rights as you because they're evil. Because that makes the stakes biblical. Existential. And yet, those of us who believe that we are in a perilous moment as a democracy are also compelled to speak up. I may hate everything that Charlie Kirk believed in or said he believed in, but I will defend to my dying breath his right to say it. Because in this country, we're not actually supposed to criminalize having terrible political beliefs. We're not supposed to engage in summary executions of those that we disagree with. And we can call out a president who is an authoritarian. We can do that. We can do both things at once. We want to share a couple more reactions. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, again, she was the subject of a kidnapping plot back in, I believe, 2019. She said this, quote, "We should all come together and stand up against any and all forms of political violence." Amen. And this from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who had a bomb or a fire set at his house, said, quote, "We must speak with moral clarity. The attack on Charlie Kirk is a horrifying and growing type of unconscionable violence that cannot be allowed in our society." Folks, we're going to leave this conversation here. We've got a bit of special programming for you coming up next. I'm going to be talking with Ambassador Norman Eisen about what the Epstein file scandal means more broadly about government transparency. I'll then have today's special airing of Broad Appeal. These segments were recorded earlier before Mr. Kirk's assassination. So we won't be addressing it in these upcoming segments, but do stick around. What the ambassador and former White House ethics czar Norm Eisen has to say about government accountability is important, especially in these moments. Take care, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.